Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
So at the meeting of the Incels Club, he brings in, they both bring in their girlfriends. I'm like, it's like looking into a mirror. We both have 90-day fiancés. Both of these two, had to look elsewhere. You, foreigners.
You masturbate for 12 hours straight,
me too.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do, 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 do. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I have a hard time approaching women in public, too.
Oh, it's Fritz cute, though.
I like them. I think it's funny that he seems to like Cameron more than Annalie.
I do feel like this could be a 90 Day Fiancé subplot.
I think she's so over him.
I said it last. She is so not into him anymore. She is done with this life. She's like, I'm out. Uh-oh. Neighbor upstairs, y'all.
She just threw a dart down. A lawn dart.
She's, I don't know what, maybe she's building wooden Christmas toys for children.
Nutcrackers.
Yeah, it's just nutcrackers. Have you seen a sissy sent us? Did you see that video of the Stephen Colbert show, what they did about the gay nutcrackers?
No.
Because certain news channels have been talking about the gays taking over Christmas because Target has these like LGBT nutcrackers with the trans flag. And so they did a commercial. They're coming soon, straight crackers. And it's just a guy dressed up in a lumberjack and he's going, I like nuts, but I'm straight. And he's just cracking nuts in this nutcracker. It's so good.
I think nutcrackers can be anything.
I think
remember that it's a toy.
I bought one of those for my neighbor. He had no Christmas decorations. And I said, saw that you thought of this and I bought it for you. He loved it.
You just bought. I have a problem with this.
This is reality, gays.
What if he didn't celebrate Christmas?
He does. I know he does. We talked about it.
But you just bought him something and here, put this next to my door.
He's my gay neighbor across the street, and he's young. And I'm like, I thought we were friends.
Is he cute?
And I'm not going to answer that question because I don't want you to dig deeper.
He is.
He used to model.
Why have you been hiding him from me?
Because you can't ruin my neighbor. He's my friend now.
And across I'm like, the way or above you?
I'm not going to tell you. And I'm like, I thought we were friends. And
if we banged, could you hear it? If he and I banged?
No.
I'm not interested. Timey, I actually had to buy a replacement for Timey soon. Timey may be on his last legs.
Timey 2 is waiting in the wings with a pearl necklace.
I bought a Timey 2, and we may have to send Timey 1 into the West. Like Nicole Jr. Send him off on a funeral pyre. He has been so helpful.
He has.
We wouldn't be able to do it out with. We would. I literally did buy the exact same timer.
You did.
Because I felt like I was cheating on Timey, and I would be dishonoring Timey's memory if I bought a different kind.
It is the exact
same timer.
So, I don't know if that's good since this one didn't. Well, Timey's been around, what, a couple of years?
Timey's been around about 2 years. And as much as we use Timey.
I can't believe you spent another $7 on that.
It was $7.
Yeah, I know. I bought the first one.
And of course, I looked around at cheaper models.
I know you did.
I'm like, what can I get for $4?
Just sand. Just sand in an hourglass.
This is 90 Day Fiancé, Reality Gaze. This is Reality episode, Gaze. Season 10, episode 11, For Richer or For Poorer. And the names don't really mean anything.
They don't. They didn't try hard with the names.
I think, well, it's obviously the textbook wedding vows. Yeah, but
I don't know. I feel like it's easy. It's not anything like what they're doing on Love After Lockup or Smothered, which
it premiered, y'all.
It was so good. We've had so many comments on Patreon of people glad it's back.
I feel like Smothered had a fan base that we didn't know about.
I agree.
I think this season is different than season 4 was bad.
It was bad. Yeah, I don't think y'all need to watch season 4. Just watch we've never watched season 1.
I watched most of season 1. It was okay.
We could go one day, maybe when we finish on, we'll go back and recap it. Well, I don't know. It's only like 6 episodes.
Something like that. Season 2 was unmissable television.
It was. It was must-see TV.
I think that's a better way to say it. Where'd you, just come up with that?
I just came up with it. Yeah.
Just come up with that epithet.
I like you know that some executive.
It's got a ring to it. It's got a ring.
NBC had the best day ever. Came home and said, "Honey, I nailed it today. Must-see TV. I just got a raise."
And she's like, "Sure, want some Crystal Pepsi?" Because that was the time it came.
True. Crystal Pepsi was stupid. It was just clear Pepsi, and it tasted weird.
There are people who were born in 1995 who would not believe us that Crystal Pepsi existed.
No, they would not believe New Coke either.
That's true.
Remember that? People were in an uproar.
New Coke was awful.
I don't remember it.
Is the show just going to be about us talking about things we remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's very Gen X.
I went to the orthodontist today. He did changed my wire and said things might be taking a little longer. So I don't know when I'm going to get these off. I could be on tour with them because we're going to announce tour dates at the end of January. And well, maybe it'll maybe like I'll have first, this for 3 more years.
The first 4 rows are going to need a splash zone. Bring a poncho, y'all. If you're in the front. Gross.
I hope I don't get anything in my brackets on stage. I'll have to clean it.
I noticed them more.
Boy, she's really, really building
so
toys up there.
And I've asked her not to wear her shoes in the house. And she said she would, but her house shoes look like clogs.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
A couple of announcements before we get started. The first thing is we've said this before and we always take this off. So those of you who've listened to us for a while know this. We won't be producing content between Christmas and New Year's.
Nope.
We are always kind of off, mostly because we're traveling, and that's kind of the we take kind of 1 week off, and the podcast takes 1 week off in the summer and 1 week off in the winter.
Yeah.
Not for our vacations where one of us stands and holds down the fort.
Boy, I can't wait till you do it next year. Can't wait.
And I'll be gone for like 14 days.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. I'll do it.
But for me, I like to bank a bunch of stuff before I leave. But that's just me.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to work double time.
One of my worst qualities is that I work too hard.
You're a perfectionist.
As I was saying,
don't know when to quit.
We're going to be off from the 25th through the 25th through the 31st.
Yeah. And we won't cover. We might do Smothered. We'll probably do Smothered, but we won't be covering.
No,
well, there won't be 90 Day that airs that week.
Let me finish this. There will be no 90 Day that airs that week. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing Love After Lockup and Smothered when we come back. It's already scheduled.
Don't we normally just catch up with those shows?
No, not RG Plus shows.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So any...
Let me...
Well, whatever.
No, I'm saying things and you're making confusing.
You didn't tell me. I don't know what you're talking
about.
It's
already in the schedule.
Well, I don't read 3 months ahead.
I wish you would. I'm busy too making our schedules.
Yeah.
So that'll be when we are, but you will be getting probably that'll be when the Crappens crossover.
Yeah, you'll be
dropping.
Getting stuff. And there won't be, this coincides with what you're saying.
Oh no, Timmy is freaking out. It's not going to be long, y'all.
It's not going to be long.
Timmy's on his deathbed. Get Annie Lennox on the phone.
Bring a hobbit to the stage. Bring a hobbit to the stage. But so also, so what they're going to be airing on, and I'll read the synopsis because they sent them to us, the people at TLC. But on the 24th, there won't be a 90 day airing.
Are we their PR now?
No, but I'm happy to give us that. So on Sunday, the 24th, that's going to be a holiday themed pillow talk. So it's going to be their favorite holiday moments with all the pillow talkers.
No new content.
It'll talk about Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all of it. And then on Monday, the 25th, it will be Pillow Talks 2023 Top 20, which they'll see the Pillow
that
Talkers.
That is really confusing.
It is. That's Monday, the 25th. On Christmas Day, you'll see Pillow Talkers unwrap gifts and roast chestnuts as they watch and comment on the top moments of the 90 Day Universe from 2023, including The Last Resort and The Family Chantel.
Filmed 4 months ago.
Probably.
When everyone was in Christmas pajamas and they had to roast chestnuts.
It was hot in Tampa. Andre's like, hurry, leave. I'm sweating in my ass. And then on Sunday, on New Year's Eve, this is kind of fun. On New Year's Eve, they're doing a countdown to 90 Day, the single life.
They're going heavy on this pillow talk.
And the pillow talkers will be covering the best clips of the cast from the new season of the single life. So if you want to watch sneak peeks of the single life, I don't want to be spoiled, but if you want to watch it on New Year's Eve, there you go.
And just for clarification, because I would want this, because none of this is new content. These are recaps and clip shows.
Except for what I just said with the countdown to 90 single. It's the new season. They're showing clips of the season that's
previews.
Coming. Previews, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just sneak peeks.
Sneak peeks.
That's what I just said.
Great.
So...
But Monday, New Year's Day, when you're eating your collards and your black-eyed peas, which is what Southern people do.
It's true.
There is a 2-hour premiere of The Single Life.
Yep. 90 Day Diaries.
And 90 Day Diaries.
Where they film it on their phone.
90 Day Diaries. 90 Diary Days.
I watched the trailer of it, and it was the thing is, it's not that the content's bad, because it's like Kara and Guillermo, I was excited to see her pregnant. And then it's like Ari and Benny, and Ari is like crying, going, yeah. But it feels so weird because they're filming it on their phones. It's all filmed on their phones. So it's like, I don't know. I just feels weird.
I've long expunged those people from my life.
There may be some people I want to see, but
give me the messiest of messes. I don't give a shit about the people who are doing well for themselves.
We hope that you enjoyed our, so this will be our last 90-day show of the year. We hope
it is.
Yes. That's why I announced all that shit. And we hope that you enjoyed our holiday spectacular. I want to apologize for Poodle taking off his pants. Didn't expect that to happen, but I was surprised there was jingle bells in there.
Pardon my red nose.
Yes, but woo! It glowed, that's for sure. It glowed.
It didn't guide the sleigh, it guided something else.
It did.
Guided it in.
Santa now has all your presents and an STI. Yeah. So
and one he's never heard of.
It's, yeah, he's like, I don't know what that is. Got to tell Mrs. Claus.
Even the doctors are like, have you been somewhere tropical?
And if you are last minute on gift giving, you can give the gift of gay. You can go to our Supercast link and you can tell whoever in your life, or you can just give it to somebody.
Give it to yourself or. Well, that you just buy it if you give it yourself.
Nothing wrong with self-care.
But you can give it to, we were saying this before, it's a good Secret Santa gift.
Yeah, I like that
idea. For like
idea.
1 month.
$8.
Your white elephant gift, and they're like, who is this? And then they say, oh, I don't like gay people. And you're like, oh, they're not really gay.
No, it's about converting people from gay to monks. That's what you say.
So yeah, give it to someone who you don't think likes gay people.
It's true.
That's your gift to them.
If you're watching our intimate portrait, you see Poodle's tree. It looks pretty.
Which I decided to go topless this year.
I don't blame you.
Topperless.
You got to hang Eliza's ornaments. We'll have to showcase that.
Oh yeah.
Mine's on my tree. We'll have to put yours up.
It was
up
too. I was trying to figure out. I was trying to brace it because it's very heavy.
You don't want to fall. Okay.
No,
we'll figure it out.
My issue is I was trying to find something and I went, fuck it. I'm going, I looked for something that just flipped everyone off. That's what my naked tree top, the top of my tree is just flipping you the fuck off, tree topper business.
Well, I don't blame you for that. It kind of is. It's got a middle finger going up.
And I think it's pretty just as is. It's more natural that way.
Sure. Say you're going to eco.
You know, it's more natural, covered in all types of satin and lights.
And it's a fake plastic tree. Natural. There you go. That's never going to be compostable. Sure. Eco.
It's going to live longer than any of us.
Yep.
That tree.
Mm-hmm. It'll still be here. When the last glacier sinks and we all drown, it'll
that
be
tree,
floating out on something of ice.
Floating out.
I think that's it.
When my ancestors and yours have moved to Earth 4.
Oh.
Because we've destroyed this planet.
Or been prodded by aliens. That's what I'm hoping.
Tour dates. You will get the If You Can Dream It tour dates coming in January. We're very excited. At least by the end of January. Please don't email us. We are working on them now. We've been talking to our tour manager. We're very excited. We can't wait to get out there and talk to y'all. But the If You Can Dream It tour is coming on your face.
And Poodle usually is too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a little upset that we didn't get Texas tour dates. I need to make sure we can go back to the same place. In Dallas. Hopefully he's still working.
Well, if not, I know a guy in Houston.
I'll find another.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's pressed. I think it's going to work out.
I think that's it.
Okay, I've decided I enjoy watching Clayton and Annalie. And I like it because I think you said this before, but really does feel like old 90 Day Fiancé with
them. Yeah, like Devin and Nick feels like old.
Which I think we're done.
I think so.
I think we are done, which makes me sad.
They only had like six or seven episodes.
You know, and it makes me sad when you just found that character. You really did. I thought it was some of your best work.
I put on those glasses, and it just, as soon as I put on the glasses, I just felt... I don't like gold.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And I think you did really well with the mother. I think that mother is, that mother lives in you. That very nervous, anxious mother.
Yeah. I need that wig. Where she's cut up
she
in the back.
She looked great at the wedding.
Everyone looked great at the wedding.
Can we... We were talking about Clayton and Annalie. We'll talk about the wedding at last.
Yeah.
This is for richer or for poorer, as we said. Clayton and Annalie, they're going to SD
32 days to wed. So a little more than a month.
Yeah.
So she's... Y'all, she's been in that apartment with those guinea pigs and that mom for like 60 days already. And you can tell she's about to go fucking crazy. She's actually said, I'm escaping this apartment. She's not even pretending like she somewhat likes it.
She's literally like Quasimodo on the top saying out there.
Out there.
She's singing out there.
Except for it's called suffocating. Because she literally says
she even
I'm suffocating.
Says suffocating. And then she basically says, see you never, apartment.
See you never, guinea pig. See you never, mom.
They are, and they're kind of talking, and they're like, Cameron, and she was like the shrimp, camarón. And I'm like, that's exactly what it's like.
And now, they're going to talk about this later, but so it's, she's been there for 2 months and they haven't had sex?
Their things are vague.
Thank you.
Things are very vague. We don't know how many times they've had sex. We know that in the last few episodes, they don't seem to be having sex. But he has not fully said, I have not fucked Annalie since she has been in this country.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't said that.
Okay.
I'm really getting tired of it, though. It grates on me. It feels coercive. And I know that in a healthy relationship, you should want to have sex with your partner. But honestly, she doesn't feel ready. She hasn't spent a whole lot of time physically with this man. And I think he should fucking let go of that. They don't even know each other. And she's literally in what's probably like a 700 square foot apartment. She feels like she's walking on eggshells the whole goddamn time. She's from a country which has values, probably pretty Catholic reserved values. And I'm over this kind of assumption that she should be fucking him every single day.
So if you were dating someone and they moved over and lived with you in a house and they didn't have sex with you for 2 months, you would be okay with it?
I'd just fuck somebody else. What's the problem?
Right. Sure.
I just not a problem. Gave you a solution.
So that's what Clayton should do.
Ethical non-monogamy. I think Annalie may have a problem with that. But here's what I'm saying. She knows he'll never do it because, as she says, he's a fucking kitten.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing the pants. She has all the power in this relationship.
I do think it's not like they don't know each other, though. I do. If they didn't have sex for 2 months, I think that's weird. I think that means you're not into him.
That I might agree with.
And honestly, if I was him, I would... I'm not defending the way he acts. He acts like an ass about
it. Then maybe talk to her in a way.
But he doesn't know how to talk to people.
Seriously, and don't be passive aggressive or say, give me a virgin drink because I don't drink alcohol, but really I'm living as a virgin because she won't have sex with me. And the waitress goes, why do people talk like this?
I know.
Why do people tell me things
as much
like this?
Because I don't think he's this bad, gross guy. I just think he's so fucking nerdy and awkward. He doesn't know how to talk to people.
But it bothers her a lot.
It does bother her a lot.
People do not, and he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that to make her uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And almost he's doing it to get back at her.
I wonder, though, if she's talked to him, if they've actually sat and had a conversation about their intimacy, like in a non-joking way. And I think that's a bit on both of them. I don't think either of them have talked. He doesn't seem like the type, and she doesn't seem like the type that want to talk about things.
All I know is every time I have to see his soft baby hands caressing that computer mouse, my penis turns inside out. And I run for the hills. So I understand why she doesn't want to fuck him. So I think that's where I am with it.
I don't think she's into him. I think 100% she's going to go home.
So
I don't think they're going to get married.
Y'all, we meet Cameron Clayton's best friend of 13 years. I said BF. I'm like, maybe his boyfriend. And I said, this is like meeting your actual 90 Day Fiance in a way.
Well, he said that because he said, I'm going to see Cameron. It's, and even Clayton says it's going to be a big heart drop. And I went, well, that was sweet.
So they, and he's like, I don't know what I'm going to say to it.
It was really sweet. It was funny. It was sweet. So,
they're at their marina. They do have they hug and, they're at the marina. He's like, we don't even have boats in Kentucky. And y'all, Annalie's like, yeah, everywhere in Peru's near the water. We got all this.
We got all this.
This is nice, though. I got to say, it's better than being in closet moms and smelling her BO right next to me.
I will say this.
And baby, like, pig, having baby pig nipping at my leg.
I will say that she, and we don't even see it, she shades him constantly.
I love it.
And I think she does it in real life. So I think I know he is getting a really bad edit with this sex thing, but I don't think she's necessarily kind to him.
Yeah,
either.
I see your point. But I want to say the way they behave, I think that's her. I think that's how she, even with someone, I'd like to see her with her family.
Well, they don't know one another. They
that's
only
true.
Really met on a bang trip when he went there to visit vacation.
I think she's got hard edges. Yeah. I think she's like that with her family, with her friends. She's my favorite person on this season.
No, I'm not saying.
I thoroughly enjoy her.
But I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with somebody like that.
I agree.
So I just think that what I bring up is that I don't think this is really more of a case that she's not into him. They don't know how to. It's like we were talking about this on Happily Ever After with on our class list with Chantel and Pedro. They were fighting and then they went on a vacation. And they were reminded of
bang trip.
Yeah,
it's they. She saw a different him during when his time in Peru.
And he could have played his cards right and had sex with her in San Diego if he didn't bring it up.
And I think she's still, I agree.
Maybe.
She's still trying to reconcile the fun vacation, Clayton, from the baby pig loving closet mom having kind of barfly sister having Clayton, she knows now.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's the bottom line. She's trying to wrap her brain around it because this Clayton makes the whole lady area go dry.
Yeah, I don't think she.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will be shocked if they get married.
The trailer, the next week on or later on, as they
said.
It
was a season, yeah. Teaser.
It shows her packing a suitcase.
Yeah.
So, y'all, he gets an Airbnb. This is a nice Airbnb.
It is.
This is a nicer one than we usually have. It's got a backyard, an AstroTurf, and
San Diego's cute. It's a cute city. I don't want to live there. It's got a lot of people call it Man Diego. It has very masculine energy, but. Well, there is a lot of gay porn in San Diego, but and with the military and all. Maybe we should go to San Diego.
Have I been with Man Diego?
Reality Gays is moving to San Diego, everybody.
Mm. It's but like they said, it's very cold sometimes. It's overcast so much.
I think you ended up going home, or did you have somebody, or was it? I remember getting very drunk with Veronica. Did you go out too, or did you go home, or were you?
I went home.
You were fucking somebody, weren't you?
Maybe.
I got so drunk. With Veronica.
I think I was meeting someone later on that night.
I got with Veronica and Sissy Angel.
Yeah, I was meeting someone that night.
Y'all, that's when I found out single life. She wouldn't let me, but that's when Veronica hinted that she had gone to San Diego to meet Jamal.
Veronica, that was on our tour.
And now they're going to be on single life.
Veronica was so drunk.
She's
at the meet and greet, just hugging people like it was her meet and greet. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. I love her. Love her. I'm excited for her on this season.
She was made up like a drag queen.
Yes, and she's good because she won't. I thought if I got her really drunk too, she'd tell me everything. She wouldn't.
Good for her.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So, y'all, we're meeting Cam and V, his girlfriend, who's from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in the playbook.
Why wasn't this talked about? Like, you think, like, they could talk about like a shared story,
yeah,
or something like that. But we don't know. She could have already been here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't know.
I'm just saying it's an easy assumption to make that both these men met their fiancés online.
Yes.
In an international dating site way.
100% they did, because they don't meet people.
Yeah.
Although Cameron seems more
incels, they're fun when you don't see them.
And I'm kind of for it now. I feel like Cameron was a little more socially adept,
yeah,
than
I agree,
than Clayton,
definitely,
because that's where Clayton he's finally. Now, first of all, he asked Cameron to be his best man, and then without a beat, I don't think Cameron still gets out that much, because his girlfriend turns to him and says, "Finally, you can wear a suit." Because he just wears socks with slide sandals every day.
I feel like Cameron's job is probably online as well.
Oh, 100%.
And they both of them probably spend, I would say, 7 to 8 hours a day playing that game.
Probably.
And so anyway,
which can happen. In the you would know a thing or two about being addicted to games.
What do you mean?
Remember the month we had of Bejeweled whenever we were roommates? You got so into Bejeweled.
I have to get a game and then I have to put it out of my phone because I will play it. Even Candy Crush.
When
I was into Candy Crush, it was a real problem.
And the problem with those games is
I spent a lot of money.
You gave them money?
Yeah, because you need more lives.
I've never done that.
How are you going to do it without more lives?
You just wait for like a day for you to get another life.
How do you do it now? This is I'm like, it's like Vegas. Hit me. I'm just like pulling the.
You
I'm
are.
Like, I'm like pulling the slide machine. The slot machine. Yeah.
And they're back because you never win the game. It just keeps going forever. And that.
I have to delete all games off my phone. It's the devil. It is the devil's work.
Shouldn't say that. Sometimes they sponsor us.
But sometimes the devil's good.
Sometimes the devil's good.
What I'm saying is, in the words of V, mm-hmm, when they were talking about sex at the table, she went, Yike.
Yike.
Caitlin, Christina, we're going to use, get that screen cap. We're going to use that a lot.
We're going to use that a lot. Just yike.
Yike.
Yike. It's so, yeah, we talked about it, but she is like crying at the table or very this uncomfortable because it's so inappropriate that he's bringing this up.
It's like he knows this is going to make her the most uncomfortable.
So I'm not trying to be too, I don't know if he does though. I don't know if he doesn't know how to, like, if he's that awkward and not able, it's shitty. I'm not defending his behavior, but it just didn't, I don't feel like he's a malicious person. So I wondered if this is like where he's just talking and it's mouth vomit and he's saying what comes to his head and he doesn't know.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that this is evil or malicious. I'm saying this is how some couples treat each other. And this is what probably he's seen growing up is you needle people you're with.
Well, she needles him.
But it's
too.
It's in a way that you're not, that is true. But it's, this is, he's finding something that is, she's like, she keeps saying privato, privato, and oh, privado, which I think is with a D so this is not something that's talked about.
No, it shouldn't, yeah. No, it shouldn't be talked about at all. It was terrible.
Anyway, and she says, I want to go home. Yike.
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 And Cameron's like, well, I'm concerned about that. And then he goes home and has sex with his girlfriend. He's cute. Oh,
okay. What's a duvet?
What?
It's a duvet. A duvet. I don't know what a duvet is. This felt like...
a drink every time they say the word.
This felt like a Cat Williams comedy routine. Like he was going to talk about what a duvet was. Why people got a duvet? We got a quilt. I don't know what a duvet is.
I thought it was like a new dance. You can do it if you want to. Duvet. Ooh, get up and do it. Do the duvet. Ooh.
How are you 31 and never heard the word duvet before?
I don't know.
Does he think it's like a really snooty comforter?
I mean, I did when I was younger, like in my 20s. I was like, who has a duvet?
I think he might think that he has quilts around and that those are duvets.
What is interesting to me is that they don't know how to say the word, but if they didn't know how to say the word, why wouldn't they say the T? Why wouldn't they say duvet?
Well, he's repeating her. He's repeating after
and
her.
And she's, and maybe that's a British thing. They say duvet.
No, she says duvet.
Oh, I feel like he repeats her and it says,
he says duvet too. No one says duvet.
No. Yeah. But the emphasis of the word is weird. And
duvet.
She says
duvet.
So I wonder if that's a British, they don't, where we say in America, say duvet. And in French, you would say duvet, right?
Yeah.
I know because you ruined enough of them in France.
This is such a stupid yet representative argument about how they're not, they don't need to be together.
It was, for me, it was classic 90 Day to have people fighting over using the wrong, saying the word wrong.
Well, what this is she says, we don't even have a quilt. And the thing about it is, y'all, Los Angeles isn't really cold, but it's cold at night, and you probably need a comforter.
You need a comforter. Yeah, it gets down. It last night got down to 46 degrees. That's cold.
It does feel.
I know, because my heater doesn't work right now. My landlord hasn't fixed it.
You don't need a heater right now.
I disagree. I get colder than you. It's cold when I wake up in the morning.
So it was 65 when I woke up this morning. I was quite comfortable.
Good for you. I'm happy for you. That has nothing to do with me.
It's good for the bloodstream.
I don't like it.
So anyway, He says, he's like, you always want something.
You always want, you want a duvet? I got 3 duvets. You didn't even know I had a duvet.
You got all those duvets over there.
I got a duvet. Duvet, duvet, do. Do, 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 duvet, duvet, do, 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 do. Inglewood living, I got a duvet.
And then he just says, well, go get you a duvet then. Pay $1,000 for a duvet.
Or you could go to Home Goods and get one for $19.99.
It's not that cheap, is it?
They want a duvet, not a duvet cover.
A comforter, like a duvet.
It'd be like $50 at least.
Yeah.
Ross has some.
Yeah. But,
And it's really not about the duvet. Yeah. It's about that Rob doesn't have a bathroom and he doesn't have the money for
right.
it.
It's his feeling. And then y'all, since when she feels bad, she sucks on her emotional support,
huge water jug. The cray-cray's memes about that were hilarious. Kyle was just relentless about it.
I can't believe, like I said, I had a big jug and I forgot it at the last minute. We were wearing it.
Oh, well. Where is it now?
I don't know.
I can't believe you ever bought one of those big jugs of water. I thought you would not like that out of protest. Your personal trainer made you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it say the things on the side like, good job,
yes,
keep going?
Yes, it does. Keep going. I put it in my closet. I didn't want it.
Someone needs to make one that says like poodle sayings on the side when you drink water.
You ain't shit. Or who gives a shit?
That's a good idea. Drink water because you're going to die.
Later on, he says this thing. This is so interesting. Because, y'all, the thing about Rob is she could always do something that wouldn't make him in a bad mood. She could always behave in a certain way. There's always something she could have done.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you know, give me an hour before you go in negative on me, when we wake up. Give me something, because Rob is a fragile flower.
He is a fragile, fragile flower.
And you give me an hour before you talk to me, especially if you're needing something. Like a bathroom or fidelity.
It was just a terrible It's a terrible way to say, I understand it, but
did you hear him say, she said something like, well, I'm sorry, I was talking to you like that. I guess if you don't want to do that. And he's like, okay, I'll take that apology and I'll apologize to you like that from now on for everything that I do.
I mean, she apologized to him shitty.
I know.
But that was even shittier that he said that. They're very petty.
Anyway, so, and then he has this, y'all, the martyrdom he has in his little, in the moment. He's like, you know those husbands who don't talk? They just stare. He's like, maybe I'll be one of those if I'm still with Sophie. Can you imagine me just censoring myself all the time because I don't talk? And no, because no one wants to hear my opinions or all of the things I have to say.
Welcome to the world of being a woman.
What
half
a
the time.
Special boy you must be.
I know.
Fuck you. I despise him. I absolutely despise him.
He's not great.
He may be one of the biggest douches we've ever had.
He's pretty douchey, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say douchier than Jabri.
You know what? Yes. And at least Jabri was comical and we could laugh at him.
Jabri also, actually, he was an idiot half the time, but he was kinder.
Yes. This guy is joyless. Mm-hmm. He's an energy vampire. He's going to needle her. He's going to make her feel shitty about herself till she feels just as shitty as he feels about himself.
Well,
it's awful.
I think that's true, but I also think, and we'll talk about this later, it's interesting what happened later because we'll get to it, but I think I kind of saw her as, and I'll talk about it when we get to the Cupid's closet, but I think she's a self-sabotager too.
I would agree with that.
For sure, and I have my reasons. But first, let's talk about the Santa Monica Brewery. They go, I love this brewery, by the way. It's a fun brewery.
I don't know it.
They've got good beer.
I don't like breweries.
Brewery.
Brewers.
So, Sophie.
Yeah, sweet. We're going to go to a brewery.
Why don't you like a brewery? You don't love beer.
You know why?
You don't love wine. You want a distillery. You like vodka.
There are too many. I can get alcohol. I can get anything I want at a brewery. You uh-huh. know why I don't like it?
Why?
There are too many choices. I don't like a menu or anything where it's just like, where it's like page after page after page. I get overwhelmed. And
what
then,
kind of breweries have you been? BJ's is not a real brewery.
No, at a brewery, there's too many options.
There's a lot of beers. There's like 20 beers. That's too much for you?
No, there are more than 20. There's more than that.
I like it.
I don't like a lot of options. Weirdly, in my grinder grid, I love a lot of options.
You love a lot of options. But I understand that.
But when presented with something...
I realize you're that way at rest. You hate it when a menu's too big, too much food.
I love a small menu.
Yeah.
I love a menu with like under apps, five things. Under first courses, five things. Yeah, tops.
You sure dated that guy from the Cheesecake Factory long enough, though, didn't you?
For that free was only for free food. I will forego a big menu for free food. Not discounted food, free. Just, I want everyone to think about what they would do for free food at a restaurant. Like, you could go in and order, like, five entrees, and no one would bat an eye. You can...
Would y'all just order random cheesecakes and just take a bite of it?
Yes. Like, I'm fucking Marie Antoinette. Throw this one away. It displeases me. I'm sorry. I would love to. All of you who question me about the Cheesecake Factory, I want you to look me in the eye. And if you can tell me that you wouldn't get free food regardless of where it was,
you'd fuck a guy for Cheesecake Factory.
You'd all do it. Because there's nothing better than free food.
You need to process that.
I know. That goes into a deep psychic part of me.
I get it.
I'd never had free food before. I'd never had free food at a restaurant
before. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And I'm not talking about like it's a party or whatever.
I don't think I've ever had like free food at a restaurant.
Like
I've
when someone signs the check.
Yeah, I've never had
and
that.
And it's like whatever.
No, that's not true. At my brother's place, I would get free foods.
That's not the same. You're related to them. You're not going to fuck them.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
That only happens in gay porn. Mm-hmm. So many things only happen in gay
so
porn.
So many.
It's a wonderful world.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we're at the, she says, so we could do this more. Maybe, you know, every 2 weeks. And he goes, nah. And she's like, well, that's just twice a month. He's like, well, okay.
Yeah, because she's
such a piece of shit.
And she says, well, the times we've been happy really have been a lot more than the times we've been unhappy.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true. And Rob says, well, you know, if I say something, if it's in a good spirit, then just roll with the spirit. So it's a way of saying, like,
I hated this.
It does feel like he's saying, you just need to, like, roll with everything I tell you.
Well, what he says
is, I'm never going to be angry or bitter or petty.
I need you to want to have positive energy.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what that means is, I'm perfect. I'm doing everything right. I need you to at least
want to be happy.
It's super, it's like super textbook narcissist.
And
doll.
Then she even tries to say, I'll try not to take things personal and you'll try to be less insensitive. And he went, okay. And so that is the minimum that they can do.
That they.
Then we're at the sex shop. You said it was like Cupid something?
It's called Cupid's Closet. I think it's over in Culver City.
That was the spinoff of Veronica's Closet.
Oh, boy. The gay porn version. Isn't that, you know, that place over there by... I'm going to look it up.
I honestly know this is surprising. I don't go to sex shops very often.
No, I buy everything online.
Yeah.
Why do I want to... You can't do it in Ardmore. Because they'll see you.
Are there that many?
What is the sex place called?
I can't even imagine this.
It's called...
Oh, my God.
Is it called Kiki's? What is that place called? No, but it is like...
We have one in Greenville called Pandora's Box.
Oh,
because there were three X's after it. Pandora's Box.
Oh. Wow, this is more coated, and all the windows were very dark tinted, because before they didn't have tinted windows, and people complained about it, saying that they're driving by, and my kid can look in and see that sin palace.
So fucking what?
So they had to tint them, so now they're tinted.
God, we're so sex paralyzed in this culture.
Oh, I know. I think we need to be way more sex positive.
It drives me up the wall.
It's terrible.
This is what leads to things like sex abuse and rape culture, is why we're so inhibited.
Or why women in Texas don't have autonomy over
Exactly. It's all fucking linked.
It is. I knew there's one. I bet you there's one on, yes, it's on Lincoln Boulevard. There's also one on Brentwood. But yeah, it's over by
Not
Loyola.
Not Lincoln Maryland. Boulevard.
I know it because it was... where I went to grad school, it was right by there. But I never went in. I mean, so, I've been to like sex shops, I guess not a sex shop, Circus or whatever. That's
Circus
now Chi Chi LaRue things on Santa
Circus
Monica.
Circus of Books, yeah.
Because back in the day, when
I basically worked at the sex shop.
You did. You worked at
We sold sex toys.
Yeah, what do you mean? You
I sold books and
you
porn.
You literally bought popper. You were the buyer of poppers and certain lube.
I'm not here to judge.
No, I know you. But think about it. When we first moved, I moved to LA in 2003. You moved in 2004. I don't think you could buy a lot of sex stuff online.
I think for certain websites, but you can get a dildo on Amazon now.
Oh yeah. Sometimes same day delivery. I've heard. Anyway.
You just say, can you put it in?
So I have one question for you. I want to test you and see. It's kind of like our commercial. Is Angel Poodle or is Little Devil Poodle going to win out when I ask you this question?
What?
So imagine, but I wish we had an animator to do when I ask you this question.
Christina can figure it out.
When they're, so if Angel Poodle and Devil Poodle are sitting on your, and one is saying, Rob is so gross. And then Little Devil Poodle says, Rob says he likes to push himself sexually and he's into more and more and more stuff. Would you have sex with Rob?
If he could be silent the whole time.
He probably's into a ball gag.
You know what I'd love to do though? I could see tying him up and just watching his eyes go bigger and bigger. Even then though, I would feel, I don't think I could actually complete a sexual act with him. Mm-hmm. I think it would have to be something where I was just like fucking with him and just leave him tied up. It wouldn't be sexual.
It would be more about dom sub.
It would be not even that. It would just be me getting even with him.
So your mind didn't go crazy when he said that?
No.
I'm impressed.
You know what? I think he was all talk too. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I do not believe that. I think he's not interested in anything he can't have complete control over. And I think stuff like that, it's all talk. It's like, yeah, I'm more into the entertaining stuff. I think he's a bullshitter here. I think so too. Has been.
They did have sex for the first time in 2 weeks. Y'all, it all goes downhill when I just feel like this was fraudacity. That this woman in the middle of Cupid's closet is going to hit on them.
She's like, you're really hot. You're hot, too. Well, if you're into trying new things.
And she kind of does what Poodle does when he's flirting.
I've posed in provocative ways, yes.
So I'm going to say this. She's looking at him like that. She's like, what do you think? And he, y'all remember, I got to say, I understood what his point was.
He was right about this. This is what I'm saying. She is self-sabotaging.
She set him up to fail. Because if he would have said yes, she would have said, you're going to cheat on me again. And if he would have said no, she would have gone, well, I guess.
You know, I did my bisexuality. He was damned if he did.
There was no way to get out of this.
No.
This was a trap.
She completely flew off the handle. And when he was saying, you're getting mad at me from stepping away from the question, that's unfair. Because also, now I want to offend him, at least the way they're promoting this in the show.
I hate defending him for this, by the way.
Look, he just found out that she's bi.
Yeah.
And he's being actually pretty accepting about it. And
She's
got to give him time to adjust to this as well and figure it out. But yeah, it was just
I think
ridiculous.
This is fraudacity.
But I felt fraudacity too.
Y'all, this argument was so stupid too. I'm so glad it happened among the dildos.
I did too.
One thing I thought they were gonna say, what about we give you something to put up your butt? I kept waiting for that.
I think he'd be into it.
I think he would, too.
And then you'd be really excited.
Now, that I'd be into. It's your wedding day.
Devin and Nick.
I love... Oh, okay. I thought this wedding venue and the wedding set was gorgeous.
I'm going to go on record and say, I think this is the most beautiful 90-day fiancé wedding we've ever
had. This was lovely.
He looked handsome. Like you said, our mom looked great. Devin looked gorgeous.
They fixed the gold look.
The dress was so cute. Her hair looked great. Her makeup was great. The
I venue loved at her first, little cherry blossom bouquet. Her,
that she could, and then when they walked in, and then the trees when they're
loved it.
When I first saw it, I went, it's really white. But with
it was a good mix of culture.
Everybody mend the venue, and then it really showcased the flowers.
Yeah.
Prettiest 90-day fiancé.
Good mix of his culture and hers.
Yes.
I loved it.
Remember the wedding of Ji-hoon and other Devin where she had to do all these things?
Yeah, and it happened in like an hour.
And it happened in an hour in like just an office building.
Yeah, and it happened so fast. They had to be out at a certain time. Yeah, that was ugly. And she looked bad.
I loved it. loved it. You know, Devin is happy with the dress. So,
says, he's like, if this dress is the turnout right, it's not going to be a happy day for anybody.
It's going to be a happy day. You better have that Dr. Pepper for her on standby.
Where's my dress?
I love it how they're not sleeping because they're filming. So the camera crew walked to the bedroom. But still, Devin looks at him and goes, get up.
It's time to get married today.
I really like her.
I'm going to miss her not being, mostly because you're right. I just found her.
I know.
They were not on
this season on 90 Day at all. So they're done.
I think they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the dress looks great on her. His handbox looks so cute.
He looked great. He looks very handsome.
And the interesting thing, he's telling his father. She's talking to Kevin. To
Devin's father, Kevin. Yeah.
And Devin. Mm-hmm. And says, at the rehearsal, it tickled my heart to hear her say. Yeah, he got teary. And the dad says, you know what? This makes it much, after all the comments about Piggy and stuff, hearing that makes it easier to accept him into our family.
Y'all, they don't have problems.
I don't think they have problems.
It actually, after meeting his parents and they were so wonderful, it makes me sad that his parents weren't here.
Yeah.
I wish Nick's parents were. I think that would have been beautiful.
So y'all.
And why didn't they come? I think people from, do you have to have a, I don't know with South Korea, do you have to have a fiancé? Can you not do a travel?
I feel like we have
good relations with South Korea.
Maybe it was an economic thing.
Well, that's true. It's not cheap.
I don't know. That's a good point.
You would go to your son's wedding. Well, but maybe that's not a cultural thing as much there.
And maybe you have to get a travel visa.
I mean, can you imagine if you got married without your mother there? I know you have imagined that very much. You normally wouldn't tell her. But if your mother knew
she
that you
wasn't
were getting...
there through all the late night hospital weddings, and she was fine with it. But yeah. Wouldn't want her there.
Jaybird bought me another car. Couldn't go to his wedding. I guess I'll have to just drive this around. Hope this one doesn't die so quick like the others.
Hopefully all the contracts get signed.
Golly, just it's got that bad look like my friend who died on that boat.
Wow. That is one of the worst Southern stories of my family.
It's terrible.
Just terrible. Died on a houseboat.
Oh.
Just sailing around. Oh. Aunt Bessie. Mm-hmm. And I told you that her life was so worse.
It was terrible
because her husband was having an affair with a woman, and her husband doused him full of gasoline and set him on fire.
So anyway,
and then she went to every single parole hearing, so he could never get parole.
Is he out now? That
I don't think
she
so.
Died.
I think he's dead in prison. I think her daughter would do it after.
It lives on. I got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, they're going on a sunset helicopter ride, and I thought this was, you would hate this probably because you don't like heights.
I'm okay with helicopters.
I love this idea. I thought this was really sweet.
This is sweet.
This was a classy wedding. I enjoyed it.
It looked like one of the Duck Dynasty people married them with a long beard.
He's cute.
And I think this was so nice. And he says, you know, the things that kept us together are trust, respect, and love. And the parents really like Nick. And there's this thing at the end with sparklers. I think this wedding was lovely.
It was gorgeous.
I'm so glad this episode, that we're ending this episode like this. Because this season hasn't had a lot of warm, wonderful moments.
I don't think we have it. I think we're going to have some funny moments because this season on of seeing Ashley in the car having a panic attack in that crystal crown made me scream like a cockatiel.
Doesn't she look like one of those, like a Madonna?
Save it for her episode.
Yeah.
Because that's the show, America.
That crystal crown is so extra. It's just...
We'll talk about
and
it.
She looks like an asshole in it.
I like her.
Oh, come on. Really?
We'll talk about it on part two of this episode of 90 Day Fiancé. But until then, y'all, that's the show. You got to wait a day. Unless you're on RG Plus on the video tier, then I don't know if people know
watch
that.
Watch it all.
If you're on the $15 video tier, we drop parts one and two of 90 Day Fiancé at 8.
Because y'all are fucking...
At
8
o'clock. Yes, we drop it right after 90 Day Fiancé gets done airing at 11:11 p.m. Eastern time. So by 8:11 on the West Coast, you get both of our episodes of 90 Day Fiancé.
How about that?
On the video. So, and again, I want to apologize to those video people for the holiday spectacular. When Jake said he was going to sing Jingle Bells, I did not know he was going to show his balls.
That's what else would you do?
We're going to have to bring Christina down to supervise the next year's show. All right, everybody. Well, the neighbor just killed someone up there, so we better end it. But we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever denied that you'd do anything for free food, you're a liar.
Liar.
Yeah, free restaurant food, let's be clear. You're a liar. And you can call us.
Call us.